other plot near the East River. I landed over there with my...
The Muffin Man is seated at the table in the laboratory of the Utility Muffin Research Kitchen. Reaching for an oversized chrome spoon, he gathers an intimate quantity of dried muffin remnants, and brushing his scapular aside, proceeds to dump these inside of his shirt. He turns to us and speaks.
Some people like cupcakes better. I, for one, care less for them.
Arrogantly twisting the sterile canvas snoot of a fully charged icing anointment utensil, he puts forth a quarter-ounce green rosette. Let's try that again. He puts forth a quarter-ounce green rosette near the summit of a dense but radiant muffin of his own design.
Later, he says, Some people,
like cupcakes exclusively, while myself, I say, there is not, nor ought there be, nothing so exalted on the face of God's great earth as that prince of foods,
the muffin.
Girl, you thought it was a man, but it was a muffin. He hung around till you found that it didn't know nothing. Was a man, but he only was a puffin. No cries he heard in the night as a result of him stuffing.
Trombone, Napoleon Murphy Brock on tenor sax and lead vocals, Terry Bozio on drums, Tom Fowler on bass, Benny Wally on slide, George Duke on keyboards, Captain B. Bart on vocals and soprano sax and madness. Thank you very much for coming to the concert tonight. Hope you enjoyed it. Good night, Austin, Texas, wherever you are. We'll be right back.
Drivers who survived the blast, we're about to clean up the fallout and turn the radio off for a little while so you can listen to your extension of your feet, which are your cars, and you just never know, you know, you never know. I mean, your feet get sore and so do your cars. And so by turning off the music, you can listen more carefully because... the blast has had an incredible effect, I hope, if there's anyone out there left. See, if nobody's listening, then we know it was effective, too, because blasts are very overwhelming. Right, Edward? Tell her. Tell her, Edward.
I can't wait to turn off the electric environment.
Me new. Me new?
You will be when we turn it off.
I know. Oh, look, red light's flashing. We have a caller.
Get him on air.
Good evening, sir. I don't know how they do it, but you're on the air. Oh, they hung up. They chickened out. That's the best way to... oh, no, look, it's still ringing. Boy, I just don't know. It's a flash, and I think there's an emergency.
The X's.
It's the X's. They're going, you can't turn it off. Not yet. Not until we get our turn. Well, okay, I'm going to pick up the phone.
Let's see who it is.
Yeah. Still flashing. Oh, I see. Okay.
Press.
There we go. Ah, no. Well, person on the press, well, press this. We're new to this kind of thing. We just hijacked this place. The mic's gone.
It's a coup.
Yeah, it's a coup. I'm sure you won't want too many more coups.
It's still flashing?
Yeah, okay. How about, no.
You just press the 1655 one.
1655. Well,
1655 right there.
Okay. 595-1655. Hello, you're on the air. All right. Perry! Hey! Perry's phoning up, and he's a reliable source. He's telling us there's 15 Cosmospheres about to drop on the station.
Hey, put this voice box on.
Yeah, how do we get the voice box
on? You just press down on
it. Are you on now?
Well, yeah. No,
no, he's on. He's on.
We sort of hear you. Can you hear us?
I hear you through the speakers, and I'm a little too far from the stereo to tell if I'm there barely, so...
You sort of are. We got a cue speaker.
Oh, this is the other Perry.
Yes,
Perry.
It's the good Perry.
What was it? Borders?
This is the hip Perry. This is...
Yeah.
Well, the other one's hip.
Yes.
This is the Perry with seniority.
This is the Perry with seniority.
Yeah, the second Perry came in.
This is the Perry with a history.
Yeah. What was the show? Bridging the Borders?
Bridges Over Borders.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm very curious about the identity of the man who was speaking about the tarot and I Ching and all that.
Remember you, about 2 years ago when I first met you, that parable that you wanted a copy of about the guy, it was at the beginning of the show, if you heard it tonight? The guy going down through the Hall of Mirrors and the beings follow him and then they find...
That's my problem, Bob. It's on tape, but I haven't heard the first 20 minutes of this wonderful blast.
Okay, so it's on tape, yeah. So Dave Worster is the name of the man.
Yeah.
Dave Worster, and he's the one who did the last bit, and I can give you a copy. Well, you got it on tape. Did you get it all on tape?
Yeah, it's all on tape. I only cut, but I started listening 20 minutes into the show.
Okay, well, that's fantastic dedication, Perry, but you're a subgenius. You know when to tape, right?
Yeah.
That's part of functioning and surviving in the 90s, is to know when to tape and know what to save.
Right.
Yo, Dave Worster was the man, and yes, you only have the very first thing we played. I gave it to you 2 years ago, and these are subsequent conversations. He triggered off an earthquake with Dave and I on Newswave in 19...
Yeah, it was incredible. He did a show, and then Bob says, you know, every time I talk to this guy, there's an earthquake. And about 12 minutes later, we get a phone call saying there were just this earthquake in Toronto.
That was in January 86.
So, well, at least we can call it synchronicity if we're going to use match with the
Just call it the alphabet. The power of furry. Power of furry.
This is a sort of a curious position I'm in right now, because I don't actually hear you through the phone, and I hear you from a distant room where the speakers are. So I convey my congratulations to this great broadcast, and I'll leave it at that.
Oh, Perry, you're the best.
You are, Perry.
Yeah.
We got some people for you.
Tell me, are you willing to reveal what percentage of the, the musical programming, in terms of percentage, who is who, choices? I understand. Well, Bob, you've been asking me about Frank Zappa records at Sam's, but I wasn't exactly sure if they were for yourself or not.
Yeah, what's your question? They are for me.
Well, what's what? What are the musical sources?
Was it Bob's idea, all this great Zappa, or was it...
Yeah, everything was mine.
Bob Domination.
Oh, yeah.
Dave was just a technical genius who made it sound like it was pre-taped.
Okay.
People think it was pre-taped. It was all just, we're running around mad here with all 20 cassettes and records and just trying to put it together smoothly.
Well, I think both ends of the program... very well.
Yeah, the technical and the ideas.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, Dave is very good at that, and he also knows the ideas. That's why he had to get on here at the end and sort of say his bit, you know. Are you still taping this, Perry? Doesn't matter. That's okay. It's good.
The tape doesn't run out. It's there.
Okay. Did it sound like it was taped?
At times, it sounded like organized,
yeah, like for a synchronicity happened when or a psychic thing, Dave came on, and the only time he spoke, he said all artifacts are substitutes or something like that, and then we put on the McLuhan right after that, and we didn't know what McLuhan was going to say, and he said something with the word artifacts in it. Those were accidental things that happened tonight that were not pre-planned but sounded pre-planned.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what was fun about it.
Well, the timing is somewhat auspicious anyway. You're getting quite close to the full moon in Virgo, so...
Yes, we were talking about that coming in.
Yeah.
It wasn't a quite full moon.
Okay, then I'll be in touch with you soon, and again, congratulations.
Thank you, Perry.
And you did great work at Sam's, Perry.
Okay.
See you later.
Have a good morning.
Thanks for calling. Another happy customer, and not just a customer, although we're all customers, we're all audience.
That's
we're
the
all
last
consumers.
Line of the formula, right? You yeah. remember that? The Isn't formula it? Yeah. with that Scott guy.
Oh, we can have a little phone. Oh, I think we have another caller. Good evening, you're on the air. I think it's Bell. Bell himself.
Well, they've tried to anticipate us by turning off their electric environment before we turn off ours.
Now, it's flashing again. Let me try and see what we got.
You
got
to press it down.
Do we have another? No. Okay. Anyways.
You press it down. You got to press 595-1655.
Time to shut it off. Ladies and gentlemen, I should just mention, if you don't hear anything coming to your radio, it's... inspiration from Perry. Yeah. We're shutting off the environment so people can meditate.
I mean, you heard a lot tonight.
Read or anything. But
oh, yeah, we just did a three.
Hi, Bob. I got the show on. It's almost midnight, and I'm ready and waiting to hear it. I'll stay up and listen till I fall asleep and can't listen anymore. Anyway, look forward to it. Have fun. I will. Bye.
The future is the past. This is a production of Hand Signals for the Blind.
Woo!
Who's forgotten? Furry Lint.
Yeah!
Message from Daryl about you. He said you cured him. You saw him. He said she could play dragon.
I really like that.
Were they really? Did you get wonderful vibes from the parents?
Yeah.
They're nice boys, aren't they? They're really nice fellows. Real nice.
Here's two young boys from Nova Scotia.
Hello. I like Bob when Garrett was saying he was going to get the cake, and you go, relax, just relax. This is priceless. Oh, God, I wish everybody I knew was listening to this. Oh, boy. Hey, you guys have just made me famous. Everybody gets their 15 minutes. Well, I got my 15 seconds. Lots of 11s in Sherman Skolnick's little bit. Notice that? Bob, this is great. This is truly wonderful. And I think it's about time. I can't imagine, I don't know. What I really want to say is, I think it's great that you're doing it, and I can't imagine anyone else being able to pull it off. Where's Zappa? That little excerpt about us glowing is really beautiful. Bob, you're fucking amazing. I swear to God, holy shit! And you're nice, too. May is so inspiring. Dweezil, Dweezil.
For what purpose, Lane? Give me the answer. What?
I don't have a reason.
Boring, boring, boring.
Well, I don't think planted a bomb.
Shut up already.
Someone would have to logically say to
bring
me,
Garrett right. Back on or Bobby Phenomenon. Get these
you.
Talking Bobby heads off. Hi, it's me again. I particularly like the way the lady's, you know, the lady from the calling out part, the way her confusion is so clearly evident next to your clarity. And you've got such an amazing voice. Oh, here comes Skolnick. Mick Jagger earns my respect tonight. Okay, first things first. It's got to be about 7 in the morning, and I'm just waking up after passing out at about, 3 o'clock this morning. First of all, I'll never get sick of What's New in Baltimore. That was first things first. But, Bob, the show was so amazing. It had all these little interesting, I mean, so many different textures and moods and things. I kept phoning up different people I knew up until 3 in the morning and saying, get your radio on. If you're my friend, get your radio on. And they're going, what, huh? But everybody did, and I've got all these weird messages on my machine now. It's really cute. Anyway, a job well done, and I did tape the show. I fell asleep. I fell asleep just with the very last bit of music playing, so I don't know what your actual sign-off was. I don't know what your actual sign-off was, and I do want to hear the tape because somebody said to tape it, so that'll be really great to hear. Anyway, it was wonderful. I'm dead beat tired, but I guess I'll listen to what I taped today because I taped a lot of it. Yeah, it was fantastic, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye. Woo! Bob, it's me again. I always knew you were a genius, even if you can't kiss your elbow. Listen, you can have that singer on your album any time.
Bob, I taped 4 sides of 90-minute tapes, and I got as far as just a bit past the love letters in the sand, and the last thing on the tape was about the shape of our urban environment and condominiums and stuff like that, and then it cut off. So we've got some of it on tape anyway. Bye-bye. It was a good show for what I didn't fall asleep through. Bye-bye.
I'm pulling a Garrett. I love when he does that. Hi, Bob. I'm still flying high after last night's show. God, was that amazing. That was just too much. I just wanted everybody in the world to hear it. It was wonderful. Well, now that I'm famous, you're going to have such a hard time reaching me. I've got stars now mounted on my door, and I'm sure there's going to be lots of people trying to get a hold of me and interview me, so I can't stay on the phone too long. But I just wanted to tell you that, thanks, I owe it all to you. And when people ask me how it is I got to be so famous, I'll say I owe it all to Bob. And, of course, I believed in myself. Thank you. Thank you very much. I love you.
Bob, I've got another big news item on the news this morning. You're going to die when you hear it. You better call me. Urgent. This is real urgent. Call me, will you? I had to come down early this morning. I'm going to send a courier to get that tape. Call me former. Call me at the latter.